Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you want to keep your job, better keep your mouth closed when it comes to talking about your faith. Though it may not be verbalized in that fashion, that's the message that is coming through loud and clear with increasing volume in the workplace. Profanity is tolerated. Coarseness and vulgarity are commonplace. Sexual innuendos are overlooked provided they're not directed against a fellow worker. But please don't bring God into the workplace. When an employee of the giant software corporation Microsoft signed some of her intercompany email with, "Bless you," not even "God bless you," or a roaring, "May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you," she was told that if she continued this practice, she would be terminated. I've wondered what response she might have received had she written, "May Bill Gates bless you today." Is there a growing hostility against the expression of your faith in public? Without question, there is. In growing segments of the secular world, almost as though there is a conspiracy against any outward expression of religious faith. No, I'm not talking about wearing a t-shirt with a message, "Jesus saves," on it, or putting tracts in the company mailboxes, or walking up and down the corridor on your lunch hour with a sandwich board. I'm talking about things as innocuous as wearing a cross as religious jewelry, or an ichthus or fish on the lapel of your coat. As John West Jr. wrote, it's ironic that in a culture where almost every kind of expression, from pornography to taxpayer-subsidized art mocking religion, is treated as sacrosanct, attempts to share one's religious faith are now being declared strictly verboten, end quote. And what's the result of all of this? A fear that many have to express their faith, to let anyone know they are a Christian, resulting in an underground sort of spiritual existence that separates God from the ordinary world in which we live. Walking into a church, I was surprised to see the words written over the door, "For non-Muslims only." Why? Because Muslims weren't welcome? No. Because Indonesia is a country of Muslims, and there it's against the law to talk to a Muslim about your faith. Most Arab countries follow the same pattern. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, and wherever you find Muslim fundamentalists, you will find outward hostility to those who talk about their faith publicly. But the crisis is not over there, it's here. This is a new problem, right? Wrong. It's as old as the history of the Christian church. When the early Christians began to proclaim their faith, the Sanhedrin conferred together. Luke writes, "What are we going to do with these men?" they ask. "Everybody in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle, and we can't deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." That's Acts chapter 4. This, of course, forces confrontation. Do we live as spiritual exiles, as some are forced to do, where there is no religious freedom? Or do I discreetly yet openly affirm my spiritual beliefs? Well, it's a double standard that proclaims freedom of speech and denounces those who exercise it. Unfortunately, you are forced to decide, something you ought never to have to face.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.